Ron Paul cannot get elected, I'm sorry to tell you. And you know what else? I like Ron Paul. I think he's a good guy. But honestly, he has just zero chance of getting elected. You have to win an election. Over the years, I participated in many battles and have really almost come out very, very victorious every single time. I have fairly but intelligently earned many billions of dollars, which, in a sense, was both a scorecard and acknowledgement of my abilities. Steve Forbes stated that I was one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the history of free trade. I graduated from the Wharton School of Finance, which is the best business school, in my opinion. I'm also well acquainted with winning, and that's what this country needs now, winning.
If there was no social networks, it would have never been sparked, because the whole thing before the revolution was the most critical thing. Without Facebook, without Twitter, without Google, without YouTube, this would have never happened.
So if you're an autocrat or if you're a dictator and you've watched what happened in Egypt over the last several weeks,
you should freak out. You seriously should freak out.
You can't maintain power through coercion. At some level, in any society, there has to be consent. And that's particularly true in this new era, where people can communicate not just through some centralized government or a state-run TV, but they can get on a smartphone or a Twitter account and mobilize hundreds of thousands of people.
We oppose the use of violence by the government of Bahrain, just as we oppose the use of violence by other governments in the region. And, you know, we've said repeatedly that the United States believes strongly that violence is not an appropriate reaction when the peoples of this region, or any region, are peacefully protesting and airing their grievances and making reasonable demands about wanting to engage in the political process.
Now, Mayor Bloomberg has proposed a more traditional way to lower our debt cost, a 20% cut to capital spending. That kind of cut across the board comes with serious consequences, and I simply cannot support it.
We're not really asking for many things, one or two, but not many things that would cost the state money. We are simply asking for equity in terms of the revenue distribution. And we're asking for pension reforms and things that will long-term save us money but won't cost the state any money.
New York State got about $6 billion of federal funds last year in terms of stimulus, and we inhaled it, and we injected it into our body, and it is now gone.
Still, even as we cut waste and inefficiency, this budget freeze will also require us to make some tough choices. It will mean freezing the salaries of hardworking federal employees for the next 2 years. It will mean cutting things I care about deeply, like community action programs for low-income communities. And you know, we have some conservation programs that are going to be scaled back. These are all programs that I wouldn't be cutting if we were in a better fiscal situation, but we're not.